The campaign machine has started early with a morning press conference at a Milwaukee firefighters union and a private meeting in Wisconsin Dells. The next stop is in the far western Wisconsin city of Hudson at Viking Electronics. The event, like many Walker campaign stops, is at a manufacturing plant and is closed to the public. The governor arrives with former governor Tommy Thompson, and the men are given a tour of the facility.
So this is where you guys make that magic happen with all those new products, right?
Yeah, this is where we develop all the new products.
Away from the machines, a small group of workers have been gathered by the company. After a brief introduction by a company owner, Tommy Thompson roars into the mic.
I want to tell you that Scott Walker has made Wisconsin once again the pride of the Midwest. And I want to make sure he's able to continue doing that. That's why I'm traveling with him. And he is having a lot of success. And I'll tell you, he is going to have even more success next term.
Then it's Walker's turn to speak. He is smooth and confident, traits perfected from more than two decades in politics. He starts with a story about buying Javon Walker Packers jerseys on the cheap and links that to a recent jobs estimate.
The reason I brought number 84 out is because just last week, just a few days ago, we learned that Wisconsin last month created 8,400 new private sector jobs.
Walker attributes the growth to his economic policies and suggests the state would be closer to his goal of creating 250,000 jobs if it weren't for unions protesting his restrictions on collective bargaining.
That first year, there were protests, and then there were recalls against me. So for the first 2 years, we were kind of stuck because a lot of businesses said, what do they need most? They need certainty.
He then shifts to the future, describing his plan for the next 4 years.
It's a simple plan. It's about ensuring that everyone who wants a job can find a job.
Tax cuts, another tuition freeze, fighting Obamacare, job training, and mandatory drug testing for people on government assistance round out the rest of Walker's speech. These have been common themes on the campaign trail. When he's done, Walker greets the workers. His handlers eye their watches while security guards keep watch over the crowd.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Then, just as suddenly as they arrived, the Walker campaign leaves Hudson and drives to a St. Paul airport to catch a plane to Eau Claire. Reporters aren't allowed on his flights. In Eau Claire, he visits Johnson Lithographics, a printing company nearly 100 years old. After another obligatory tour, Walker and Thompson deliver speeches nearly identical to those given earlier in the day. Thompson's introduction, Walker's jersey story, and his plans for next term. After meeting with workers, Walker speaks with reporters from local TV stations.
Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
What's up? Well, great to be back in the Chippewa Valley.
He talks about his love of visiting the Chippewa Valley, which happens to be a region full of voters prone to political swings. When asked why he prefers private campaign stops at businesses, Walker says they're more effective than public gatherings.
At town hall meetings, most of the time, once you get our activists on the right and the left, and you don't really get everyday working people, when you come right to their workplace, you get just the opposite.
The final stop for the Walker campaign is a private evening fundraiser at a nearby country club. Media are not invited. It's just another day in the final push leading to what's expected to be a close election. But Walker says it's not draining. He says getting out of the Capitol to meet people is an invigorating and important part of being governor. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.